We live in a world that in so many ways seems to be stuck in Good Friday. Stuck in the hatred and contempt, even as we gather and mourn that he endured the nails, the spitting, vinegar, and spear and reed. A world stuck in cycles of vengeance and greed, where too often we see injustice and just shrug. Even as we gather and mourn today that by oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? We live in a world that's stuck in denial or trapped in webs of lies that either feed our ego or convince us we deserve what we get. Stuck, even as we gather and mourn, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Even so, we look around perplexed or cynical and wonder, what is the point of truth? And the church itself still too often cries, give us Barabbas. We have no king but Caesar. Mothers still mourn, children taken from them too soon, as the rest of the world just goes on as usual. So in a world so stuck in Good Friday, why rehearse the wounds of this distant day? Why remember this death, this one death, one day, so long ago, while the rest of the world goes to dinner? We remember because this is the day when the cross breaks the wheel. That wheel that keeps on turning, injustice, injustice, injustice. The cross breaks the wheel. This is the day when the tool of empire becomes the very thing that crushes the empire from within, from without. This is a sad day, but it's not a day of defeat, but of triumph. This is the day that love wins. Love. Love is at work in this day from beginning to end, terrible as this day is. I have often heard Good Friday talked about in terms of wrath and hatred. God's wrath against sin and evil poured out on the Son who just takes it. After all, it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And the times I've heard this message, it's easy to go one step further and just kind of think to myself, well, watch out. If you don't shape up, that's what you're going to get too. And you'll deserve it. The wrathful Father will punish you if it weren't for the fact he already punished the Son in your place. And to that, today I say simply, no. The message of the cross is not that the Father heaped wrath on the Son in our place. The message of the cross is that God himself took the punishment of sin and evil. God himself absorbed the punishment, the anguish, the wrath that would have been ours. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. In the beginning, he made us for himself. For himself. And when we'd fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, the Lord, in his mercy, sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Jesus did not die for wrath. Jesus died for love. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. He came himself. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end, to the uttermost. He loved them to hell and back. Right before our gospel reading tonight, right before he was arrested, Jesus prayed for his disciples. And he prayed for us, those who would come. He prayed to the Father, "I have made you known to them. I will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, that I myself may be in them." It was love. He emptied himself of all but love. He was broken and poured out, all for love. Hanging on the cross, he still loved. He loved the thieves next to him. He loved his mother and the beloved disciple. He gave them to each other. He did not leave them alone, even unto death. In dying on the cross, by choice, in obedience, out of love, Jesus, in the words of one scholar, does not fight the battle against evil with the weapons of the world, but with the weapons of love. And that's why, with Jesus going to the cross, God's project to heal creation itself is accomplished. It's finished. Jesus lived love even to the end. And so the cross breaks the wheel once and for all. And still we move through a world stuck in Good Friday, so it seems. As we do, as we see the stuckness, stuck in the profound mystery of evil, stuck in the fury of the powers who know they've lost and want to do as much damage as they can on the way out. As we move through that world, we carry with us this truth. For this, too, Christ died. The war in the Ukraine. For this, too, Christ died. The destruction in Gaza. For this, too, Christ died. The callous disregard for life in our nation. For this, too, Christ died. For immigrants and refugees and strangers, those in prison, those who put them in prison. For this, too, Christ died. Wherever the world is stuck in Good Friday, there stands the cross. There stands Jesus. Jesus is there, not consumed by the agony, but there, standing in the middle of it. For this, too, I died. And he holds out his hands, his wounded, healed hands, full of love, mighty to save, even in the midst of death. Behold the man upon the cross. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Wherever the world is stuck in Good Friday, there stands the Lamb who was slain and has begun to reign. This morning, as I drove to church, thinking about what in the world do I say about this night, a song came to mind, but not one you'd expect for Good Friday. What can I give him, poor as I am? We sang those words just a few short months ago as we celebrated the birth of this baby, now grown into this man. If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what can I give him? Give him my heart. What does it mean to give our heart, not just to the Christmas Jesus, but to the Good Friday Jesus? It means that we give him not just the pretty parts, not just the parts we show everybody else. It means Jesus asks us for the very ugliest parts. The shame, the guilt, the addiction, the rage, the selfishness, the bitterness, the despair. For this too, Christ died. So as we come tonight, the Lord asks me, asks you, will you offer it, ugly as it is? Will you let him take that with him to the cross? That it might die with him. There is no resurrection that bypasses death. What will you give him, this one who loves you so much? Give him that for which he died. Ask him for the grace to receive his love. His love which did not shrink back from death. His love which has triumphed. His love for you, which surpasses all knowledge. For you too, Christ died. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble.